Zoy, the gozlas atavach. There could be what? It could be the guy who'll go to the butcher and just grab the meat and he'll keep your money, like he'll steal for you. So kids, you shouldn't give the money to a guy to buy meat. He'll just steal it for you and keep the money. Also, you have to be afraid that if it's a guy going down to the store, so maybe the butcher thinks, listen, the guy is buying meat now, give him the veils of treifas. So kids, a Jew should not buy meat through a guy. What we just said before, if you're sending this meat to a guy, you're allowed to send them a thigh, whether it's complete or whether it's cut up. Is they insert little amount of gironosha. You don't take out from the gironosha. So now again, but this is not like the Mishnah. But the Mayaskin, what are we talking about over here? Elaine, if you want to tell me the Mokim Shemach reason and the place that they do make announcements that treifas was sold today. So therefore, if there's no announcement today, even a Jew could buy off a guy, is so chatucha mayin sort of little men of gironosha. How can you sell a cut-up thigh to a guy? Let's be afraid, maybe a Jew will buy it back from him and they'll think the gironosha was taken out. So Mara says, no, kivun le'achriz, and this is the question, like kivun le'achriz, osle mezvim minei, that since they didn't make any announcements today, so the Jews will think there's no treifas, they'll come to buy it off the guy, and let's be afraid that they'll think the gironosha was taken out. So again, we're talking about a place where they make announcements. And Lepshita, for sure, we're talking about a Malkim Sheinach reason. In a place where they don't make any announcements. If so, therefore, no Jew buys meat off a guy there. But you have to be afraid, maybe it's a treifa. So that's why you could sell the meat to a guy, whether it's a shlein, whether it's a chatucha. Okay, so now even Mitzvah, what does the middle case say? It says, Mavnei Shnei Dvarim, because of two reasons, Omer was said, a Merchim Nevelos a treifa so gechovim. That a Jew is not allowed to sell a Nevelo or treifa to a guy. Echad Mavnei Shemateyu, first of all, you're jipping him, you're fooling him. The Echad Shemayasir and Chanel Yisrael, maybe the guy will sell this Nevelo treifa back to a Jew. To another Jew, the question is why? The B'mokim Shemachiz, we're talking about in a place that they don't make these announcements. So therefore, a Jew is not allowed to buy the meat off a guy. No Jew will come back and buy meat off a guy. So why do you say it's also should be muta? Say lepshita for sure. The middle case is talking about the mokim shemach reason in a place that they do make announcements if they gave a treif in the marketplace. So therefore, you allow a Jew could buy the meat off a guy. Therefore, a Jew should not sell to the guy in the veils of treifas. Amos said, "Was the last case say?" A Jew should not give money to a guy and tell him, "Kachli b'dinah zebosa, go out and buy me a dollar's worth of meat." Because of two reasons. Echad, one of the vnei ha'anosim, we have to be afraid maybe the guy will stam steal the meat and keep the money. Maybe he'll buy for you nevela treifa. The question is why? If it's a place that they make announcements, so manashach. If there would have been a treifa today in the marketplace, they would have made announcements. And since there was no announcement today, so the day where there's no announcement, you should be allowed to send money to a guy to buy meat, because then there's no treifas in the marketplace. So why does it say it's always also? El, a pshita, for sure, we're talking about a mokim shein machrizin. The treifas is talking about a place, but they don't make announcements. And therefore, you have to be afraid that there are treifas in the marketplace. Therefore, you can't have a guy buy meat for you. So it comes out, Reisha is safe of a mokim shemach reason. The first and last case of the price is in a place where they don't announce when they have treifas in the marketplace. Therefore, no Jew buys meat off a guy. Mitziyosa, the middle case, on the mokim shemach reason, in a place where they do make announcements. It's bisamadna. Some Rabbi Abaye says yes. You have to answer this way. That Reisha is safe of a mokim shemach reason, and Mitziyosa is a mokim shemach reason. Yes, you have to answer that way. Rava says no. Rava Amar kulu b'makim shemach reason. Rava says the whole price is talking about places where they do make announcements, and therefore a Jew is allowed to buy the meat off a guy. Therefore, Reisha is safer shechrizu. The Reisha is a place where they did make an announcement, so you know there's treifas there. That's why you can't send money, or that's why you can't send it. Reisha is safer shechrizu. Therefore, that's why the Reisha says. So again, Rava says, Kula b'makim shemach reason. Reisha was saying, for shemach reason, they made an announcement today. Therefore, no Jew would buy off a guy. Mitzvah, the middle case is, Dor shleach reason, they didn't make any announcements. So therefore, a Jew would buy it off a guy. Ravashi yomano, Kula b'makim shemach reason. Though Bryce, I'm at a place, we don't make announcements. Umitziyasiv Solas Igzero Shemir Machreno Lufnei Yisrael. And the reason why the Mitzias, the middle case, says you not sell treifas to a guy, because we're afraid maybe you sell it in front of another Jew, and then that Jew will come and buy it off the guy. Now the Gemara says, Heichemach reason, how do we make these announcements? Some are of Yitzchak by Yosef. Nofal Bisro Levnei Chayla. We just say that meat fell to the army. That's the way we announce it, as if to say there was a treifa there today. Fred Gemara wants to say clearly, V'leima Nofal Treifus Levnei Chayla. Want to say that a treifa came to the army men, meaning to say, Pasha, there was a treifa today. So Gemara says, then no, Lelazvin, then the goyim won't even buy it either. For the Gemara, if so, welcome to Toilet, we're fooling the goyim then. Like this, and if there was a treifa, the goyim wouldn't buy it. So now that we don't say the treifa, we just say we're selling it to the army, but they think they're buying a shleima. So the Chur, it's Gnevas Das. So Gemara says, no, in the Hudu Kotor Nafshayu, they're fooling themselves. Like, we're not telling them. We didn't tell them we're selling them a behemoth of a shchuta. We're just saying we're selling meat today. So since we didn't say it was a shchuta, just they take it on themselves, that there's no Mr. Ganevas Das. But if we do something to cause them to think that way, then there would be Mr. Ganevas Das. But if we just act normal and they think differently, then you don't have to tell them. Kiho, example is this, Kiho de Mazutra bread of Nachman. Have you caused all Misichu Levei Mechuz, going from this place, Misichu Levei Mechuz, Levei Mechuz. Rav Rav Safra, have you koi, koosli le Sichra. They were coming to Sichra. So Paul Viadol, they met together. Who saw, he thought, you know what he's doing here, Liap Yudia Koksoi. So here the case was, that Mazutra and Rav Nachman, they were going from Sichra Levei Mechuz. Now, Rav and Safra, they were coming into to Sichra. So Rav and Safra thought that Rav Nachman came out to greet them. Yeah. So Amalu, Lomalu Rabon Latruchai, Vyosi Kuliai. So he said, how come you came out to greet me? What do you have to come out for? Amalu Rav Safra said back, no, Ananli have Yadin in the Kostimar. We didn't know you were coming. And they have Yadin, and we would have known, Tzvei Avatachin, we would have been Matriach ourselves more. So Omale Rova, my time Amrit Lehochreati, why do you have to say this for? The Achlish Ledaiti, you made him feel good. You made him feel bad. You didn't have to, shouldn't have said this. Like he thought you came out to greet him. Okay, be quiet, let him think that way. Omale, he said, no, I had to speak this out. For Kometoyin Le, because I'm misleading him. That's the Gnevas Das. So he says, no, Iyuhuta Kotorman Avshoyi, this would have been Mutter. He made the mistake himself. But you were going out of the city. And the other Talmud Chacham was coming in. So you didn't go to make him fool him. You were going on a road. Just he himself thought that you're coming to visit him. So you come to greet him. So that's called he made the mistake himself. So in such a case, you don't have to rectify it. You don't have to tell him no. You let it leave it the way it is. So that this case would be mutter. Just we do an action deliberately to fool the person, then it's also. Yes, here it's called Yehuda Kotu Mitkor Nafshoi. He made the mistake himself. Yeah, so in the case where he makes the mistake himself, their tactic there's no halacha of Gnevas Das. But according to that, that's the halacha that Gnevas Das is also not allowed to fool somebody and make him think you're doing a favor for him and really you're not. And even though it's a guy, there's an issue of Gnevas Das. But again, only if you do something special that you cause them to think that way. But if on their own you're doing something normal and on their own they just misinterpret it and think you're doing something good for them, that's called Il Diyasa Nafsha, like they themselves made their own mistake, then you have no chiyuv to tell him, Then you don't have the chiyuv to notify him. Alright, we'll stop here, we'll continue on, we'll do the next daf on the other side. So wait till the end of the tape, then we'll start the other daf.